Passport. And you?
Good to be home, mate.
Purpose of your visit, Mr. Thompson?
To bury my father in the land of his birth.
Repatriation documents and death certificate? Accident, was it?
Natural causes.
Your hand?
Got caught in the wrong cookie jar. They have cookie jars here, don't they?
Welcome to the United Kingdom of Great Britain and Ireland.
God save His Majesty George V.
Passport.
Thank you, ma'am.
Mr. Thompson arrived safely.
It's almost miraculous, isn't it?
I beg your pardon?
He was standing right here, and then 6 days later...
They're called steamships, Katie.
Beg pardon, ma'am, but Emily refuses to get out of bed.
Did you draw the bath?
Yes, ma'am.
Get Teddy started, please. You can't be Sleeping Beauty with your eyes open.
I can't move.
I'm afraid you must. All the fair princes are out of doors today. Are you still not feeling well?
I can't move my legs.
Can you feel that?
I don't know.
Wiggle your toes, sweetheart. Emily, wiggle your toes.
I am.
Lillian? Katie? Katie!
Call Dr. Saran. Have him come straight away. What are you staring at? Go!
Oh, it's nothing, Kushla.
Mama.
It's nothing now. It's nothing at all.
Mama.
Jimmy Namri. George Remus.
How do you do, sir?
How are you?
You always meet out of your home?
For now. I'm looking for an office.
Remus enjoys a trip to the shore.
I understand you have government-bonded whiskey to sell.
You speak for the group?
The Atlantic City does.
Then yes. Strictly for medicinal purposes.
Turns out we got a lot of sick people in this town.
Practically an epidemic.
Remus has permits that allow him to sell this alcohol to legitimate drug companies only. However, once the alcohol is sold to a sanctioned buyer, what happens when it's on the truck is not Remus's responsibility.
So, how might we learn where to find Remus's trucks?
That'll cost you.
The five of us are willing to kick in 60 grand. A piece.
To start.
300 grand for 5,000 cases.
But it's got to be the bona fide.
Remus needs the money up front. And this weekend's on you, correct?
Yeah, you're an honored guest. Whatever you like.
You'll get word from my associate.
All right.
Remus is finished.
Just give us a minute.
$300 big ones with the out-of-the-crate liquor.
We do things right. It'll be worth $3 million.
So we don't do things wrong.
At the risk of being a fly in the ointment.
Manny Orbitz from Philly. Yeah, still Carbone is still nudging us for his money.
Yeah, fuck him already.
Or pay him what you owe.
You could cut him in as a partner.
And what's second prize for being an asshole?
I'll take care of it.
You know, milksop.
I said I'd take care of it.
You're the grand poobah.
And it's settled.
Jersey City.
Dempsey.
Me too.
Yeah. We got the good seats.
Oh, you plow a field with that, Frenchie.
Blood all over the canvas.
Why don't you come along? We booked a suite at the Fairmont.
Two nights in Jersey City.
Hey, I was taking a lot of side action.
I'm going to listen on the wireless.
What the hell for?
Dormady wants to see what all the fuss is about.
Might as well read a book.
You're an American?
Yes.
May I ask you a question? Where do you put Carpentier's prospects?
Dempsey's got 13 pounds on him.
But the Frenchman, he's a puncher. Knocked out Britain's best in 74 seconds.
Beckett? He's a bum.
There's no call now to be cast in aspersions.
Mr. Thompson.
Mr. McGarrickle, thanks for coming here.
I understand misfortune's caught up with you.
Doesn't it with everyone?
Long way to come to bury the dead. Clayton, chase us.
Thompson submachine guns.
One of these can finish up an entire platoon in the time it takes to fry an egg.
My donation to the rebellion.
How many do you have there?
A dozen, plus a drum magazine for each. Don't say you don't need them.
100 might make a difference.
There are 3,000 sitting in the cellar of the Atlantic City Armory.
And what do you want for them, Mr. Thompson?
Irish whiskey, all I can get.
And that's the kind of man you bring me.
I was good enough for you in Atlantic City.
I presented to the leadership.
I thought you wanted weapons.
It's not, but Chief, Mr. McGarrickle.
Are you interested or not?
It'll have to be discussed.
Then bring me to the man in charge.
We'll tend to our affairs in our own way if it's all the same to you. You'll be sent word.
What the fuck was that about?
He's a friendly old geezer. Make no mistake.
Close it up.
Grant this mercy, O Lord, we beseech thee, to thy servant departed, that he may not receive in punishment the requital of his deeds, who in desire did keep thy will. And as the true faith here united him to the company of the faithful, so may thy mercy unite him above to the choirs of angels. Through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. Eternal rest grant unto him, O Lord.
And let the perpetual light shine upon him.
May he rest in peace.
Amen.
May his soul, through the mercy of God, rest in peace. Amen.
See how I'm moving your foot? Now you do it. Are you trying? Very good, Emily. Does Teddy also sleep in this room?
Yes.
Take him out, quickly. I'll need to examine him, too.
What's the diagnosis?
Do as I say.
Billion, take Teddy downstairs. No, take him out of the house. Where? It doesn't matter. The porch. Now. It's polio, isn't it?
There's no point in speculating.
Is that meant to soothe me?
She has all the symptoms. We'll need to quarantine her at the children's hospital immediately. Mrs. Schroeder.
I can't drive. You have to take us, please.
Easy with those plates. Boy, I'm talking to you.
I have a name.
I don't have to remember it. Now do as you're told.
Lunch? 10 minutes.
Bite you, friend? Huh? No. Then why are you feeding me dog food? I serve what they tell me to serve. I've seen room service leftovers come back all day. Chicken, mashed potatoes, chocolate pudding. Won't you serve that?
Now, you've been in there a week, Prunesley. You know the rules.
I surely do. Rules say we ain't good enough to eat with some cracker throwing the trash.
It's good to me.
Look at you. Uncle Tom's. Gobble up this slop and say, thank you, sir, for the privilege.
I'm thankful you got a job, friend.
12 hours a day, 6 days a week. I've been in jails, don't work you this hard.
He's right about that.
And they feed you better, too.
I bet he's right about that, too.
The boys have a problem? No, sir.
Just discussing what passes for food around here.
Your name is Pernsley.
That's right, Chief.
Miss Pernsley. Lord Pernsley. Your great celestial majesty. One more word out of you and you're fired. Now finish your lunch, or don't, and get back to work. All of it.
You heard the man. Eat it up.
Iodine prepared, Doctor.
Very good.
I just put it in my hand. I'm going to throw something a little bit cold. Nothing. We're just preparing you. Is he going to give her an injection? She can't stand needles.
It's called a spinal tap. The syringe will collect cerebral spinal fluid, which will allow us to confirm the disease. She's in good hands. Dr. Holt's an authority on infantile paralysis.
Mama! I'll go in and hold her. We calm her down.
That's out of the question. Polio is highly contagious.
I don't care what happens to me.
Care about the people you come in contact with.
Mommy!
It's better if you don't look.
Toenails are like talons.
So you're saying I'm like an eagle?
They're rather unpleasant birds, if you know anything about their habits.
Cozy. You, me, and Nelson Van Alden.
Does Enoch Thompson strike you as a murderer?
You may as well be reading the latest Black Mask.
Someone sends a gunman from Chicago to kill him. He sits in his office and cracks jokes.
He's dirty up to his elbows. We already know that. The stuff Van Alden's got in there. These pierogies aren't real long, and they're... Katzenjammer cops.
You just made that up, didn't you?
He's got Thompson ordering 12 homicides with no proof.
Including his mistress's husband.
Schroeder? He's a bootlegger.
According to Nucky Thompson.
We already have a case. Why even put Ben Alden on the stand?
It'll be handy for the Volstead violations. We'll rehearse him on those. And keep him away from small children and nursing mothers.
Good girl.
I'm your boss, Clifford.
I went to a funeral today. Nucky Thompson's father.
His father is being buried in Belfast.
That's right. You gave him permission to travel. But his brother, the sheriff, put someone in the ground here this morning.
Why didn't you mention this earlier? You wanted to sleep with me first.
Hell's bells, Esther. It's hard enough to get your attention on a good day.
Invite the sheriff in for questioning.
We tried that, remember? He ignored us.
His deputy, then. I want some answers. Belfast. God only knows what he's doing over there.
Rounds per magazine, 45 caliber. They called it a trench broom. You can see why.
2,000 of these and we'd blaze apart the Buckingham Palace.
And you invented it, Mr. Thompson.
Excuse me?
The Thompson gun.
No, just a happy coincidence.
Well, how do you come to have so many of them?
They're American made. I'm an American.
You missed the fireworks.
I gave the clock a proper thrashing.
Nothing stops you making merry, huh, Daniel?
No, John, we'll all be dead long enough.
You've news, let's hear it. The English have offered a truce. The Valera's traveling to London to negotiate.
For what?
They're offering a free state.
That's not independence.
I do not even hear their proposal.
It'll still be a bloody dominion.
It's enough for the Valera to sit down.
To the better end. Wasn't that the oath?
Who's to say we haven't reached it?
Is that what you think?
I think there's blood on the ground sufficient for your lifetime and mine, Patrick. I'll keep fighting if I must. And make peace if it's wise.
His youngest was killed in action last month. Shot square between the eyes. Shall we go for a drink? I know a quiet little place.
Yes.
Sorry.
You're thinking something. Let's hear it.
And the beds. That's sweet.
With Doyle? It was just a gag. Besides, it'll keep him in line.
That's not what I meant. You said a nice girl. And I would settle down.
You will. You'll see. It's them.
You're my friend.
Huh?
You're my friend.
You know I am.
Then why did you make fun of me?
Richard, I wasn't.
Normandy here!
Yeah!
Can I call you Waxy?
Most people do.
Is that short for something, or is it just a nickname?
You mining for coal in there?
A piece of meat stuck.
You're in company, Alfred. So, I understand we have someone in common.
Manny Horvitz.
Manya. The man works with animals. Fits right in.
Great minds think alike.
And what else can you offer besides flattery?
I was thinking information. You lost two men last month. Herman Kaufman disappeared during a hijacking outside Philly.
Nathan Klein.
Raccoon. Chewed off his face before they found him. I'm only saying.
Manning did the shooting.
You know this how.
I was standing next to him.
And there was nothing you could do.
They didn't ask permission.
And Herman? What became of him?
I'd be careful about where I order my cutlets.
You're going to offer me a drink?
Of course.
Last time I come here, I deal with Nucky Thompson.
And from this point on, you deal with me. I'll treat you right. Thank you. AC, Philadelphia, we can do big things together, YC.
First, Alfred's going to take care of some business for me back home.
Unpaid bill at the butcher's.
Manny Horvitz is a dead man. So, before we go any further, you need to tell me if that's a problem.
Maybe. But it's not mine. To the lost.
Die like Daddy?
What?
No. You mustn't say that again.
I'm sorry.
Pauline, where are you going?
I'm sorry, ma'am. We're taking every precaution. I have my own children to worry about.
Sergeant. Well?
Worth the trip.
Time was we were distilling 2 million gallons a year.
Lord knows I drank my share.
The rebellion put a stop to exporting to England?
Well, that was the first blow in the local economy. But the final nail was your prohibition. America was more than 80% of my foreign sales. And the Fitzgeralds have run this distillery for 90 years.
Sorry for your trouble.
It's only money, I suppose. I have my health, and I have my family.
All these cases are filled with whiskey?
Every one.
Would you consider giving me 10,000 cases on consignment?
If there's peace, I'll be back in business. And we can speak again about making a deal.
When would that be?
They say December at the earliest.
Unfortunately, that time frame doesn't help me.
My regrets. But as it stands now...
You've no use for machine guns.
I'll not go against John. He's brought us this far and paid for it with his own blood along the way.
And be here promptly next time you're called. Deputy Halloran. Esther Randolph, thank you very much for coming in.
A lady lawyer. That's a heck of a thing.
What's next? Horseless carriages?
They already got those.
Have a seat.
We've asked the sheriff to speak with us as well.
He seems awfully busy.
Eli? His father just died.
And you were at the funeral?
Well, sure. Eli's my friend.
He's also your boss.
Must make things complicated.
How do you mean?
Someone's a friend, you can tell them anything. Even your deepest secrets.
But when someone's your boss...
There are all sorts of subjects you need to keep away from.
Are you two married or something?
So why did your boss...
Friend.
...have you ousted a sheriff after last year's election?
Eli had nothing to do with that.
Because his brother makes all the decisions, correct?
Well, Nucky's the boss.
The boss of Eli.
The boss of you. Except...
It seems that some people here are fed up with getting bossed around.
I stay out of all that. I patrol the boardwalk, keep the peace.
Were you keeping the peace on January 19th, 1920?
I was working, and yeah.
You were working. You and your friend Eli responded to a domestic disturbance regarding a Hans Schroeder.
Who?
Hans Peter Schroeder.
I thought this was about election rigging.
Did we say it wasn't?
Well, that fellow had nothing to do with that.
So you do know who he was?
I would have to check the files.
Oh, you have files.
Tourist town. People come and go.
But this particular person, he just went.
Remember now, Deputy?
We're not after you. We're after the men who boss you around.
And we're prepared to do a lot for our friends.
I don't know what you're talking about. But I know the law. And I don't have to go on sitting here if I don't want to. Do I?
Thank you for giving us your time. We'll be sure to let Sheriff Thompson know that you stood up for him.
Stroll back here on your own, son.
I thought you said anytime I need to talk. Mr. White.
You and me, we had our little fracas, huh?
Got off on the Wamley foot, is all.
We copacetic now.
Sweet as cracker, Jack.
Here in my town, job at a fine hotel. In the summer, you go back to Baltimore with a plug of green in the pocket, a little gold in your mouth.
All turn out for the best.
That's how I see the world. You got some news for me?
Yes, sir. I'm pushing my luck according to the boss man. Open my fly trap one more time, he fired me just like that.
Did it now. How do other boys feel about it?
They be simmering, Mr. White. Just waiting on me to give them the word.
So go on, give it to them.
Arms for whiskey.
I'd buy the liquor if I could. I don't have the cash.
You even have the weapons.
Why would you think I didn't?
I saw a dozen guns in a coffin and a stump in the field.
Can you really afford to send me back empty-handed?
My lot to live with if I do.
Has Britain released any of your imprisoned men? Stopped seizing your guns and ammunition? Did they not just land another 15,000 troops on your soil? and threaten martial law? Mr. McGarrigle, what have the British offered you in the form of good faith?
This is the pinch of the game. If the fighting is to stop, one must take the lead.
That strategy might put your people at risk.
A risk I'm willing to take.
You came to me in your time of need. I helped you without hesitation. I'm asking you to do the same.
And what's our cause to you, sir?
I beg your pardon?
Will you think on the thousands that will die, cut down by the Thompson guns you'll put in our hands? Or will you laze about your cabin as you sail back across the sea, climb into your berth, and count yourself to sleep?
Let's not lie to each other, Mr. McGarrigle. Whenever men like you need to win, you'll turn to men like me. Thank you for dinner. And take me back to the farm.
Word with you. What's been your business with him?
Act on his order. I'm gonna burden my work.
He's after Lothan but himself.
Fair to say he's in his own war.
For what?
A great plan of Dosh.
Is that all they fight for?
Seems to keep him busy.
You've changed.
I've not.
You'll stay then. Now you're back.
I'm no peacemaker, sir.
You have a head on your shoulders. I've known it since the first day you come to me. I want you close. Every battle ends, boy. You'll have to understand that. Will you help me?
As service needed.
We're close.
Redin.
Wir sehen ihn nicht offen.
Aber ich bin abgehakt, Zoris. Der Pfeil ist in Kirche auf dem Platz. Was er gemacht ist, Redin. Das war vorhin nicht am Suder.
Go to the Polak. He's open.
Spät dich, Redin. Wen kann ich sehen? Was darf ich tun?
All right, already. Well, one day I get to myself. Tell me you happy putting that jack shit in your mouth.
Happy to get paid every week. Know that.
Mm-hmm. $15 a week.
Man upstairs bring home 10 times that much.
And for doing what? He surely ain't washing no dishes.
Ain't got his head over a stove all day.
Paul got his fist in his hand bleed.
Don't kowtow to come here, boy. Fetch me some water, boy. Send this steak back, boy.
Back to work, fella.
Say who?
Manager will be along any minute now.
Manager? Y'all been swallowing shit one way or another for how long now?
Fucking hell going on 4 years.
Five for me.
Same here.
Y'all ever get a raise?
No. Not a one.
Nope.
Seem like this place be taking us all for granted.
Mm-hmm. They do. Yeah, you're right. They do.
Seems like they don't appreciate the day in and day out.
They don't.
Ain't nothing to be done about it. Cry and complains.
All they're going to do is just bring in another pair of hands.
What if we all cry and complain? They're going to replace us all?
Might do.
Really now? Every working Negro from the north side? What if we all say, we ain't going to eat this slop, ain't going to work for this wage? What they going to do then?
6-7!
You hear what I said? Come on, back to work.
Ain't had lunch yet.
Well, what's that in your lap?
Looks to me like you came out the wrong end of a mule.
You're griping about the free food, Mr. Pursley?
What food?
Tell you what, you can gripe all you want in your own time.
You fight. You hear me? You're through. Now get up.
What, you got wax in those ears? I said you fired, boy. Hey, you get up before I call the police.
We want a raise. Every single last one of us. And a lunch you'd eat yourself.
You get back to work, Otis. You've got orders to prepare, don't you? Well, then do it. Hey, Lewis, there's a dozen crates of fish that need to be scaled.
Jack, will you wash those dishes?
Yes, sir.
All right, don't be stupid, gentlemen. You've all got exactly 5 seconds to... Headed even the coon.
Damn.
We said it!
Who you fucking
for the rain?
Thank you for your hospitality.
My door is always open.
So, it's back to America.
Empty-handed.
You'll land on your feet, I've no doubt.
I'm not so sure.
I was told you're all optimists over there.
Not the Irish ones.
Please.
Well, see Mr. Thompson get safely to the port.
I will, John. Of machine guns for 10,000 cases of whiskey.
There's that big lift. Dusty catches Carpentier on the nose. Carpentier reels backward, his nose bleeding out. Dusty attacks. Carpentier blocks the right. Dusty lands left to the body. Fire the gun and Nancy responds to the right. And a flurry of jabs. Carpentier covering up. Started this fight.
going for?
Carpenter,
he's got him.
Forgive me for what I've brought upon you.
We're more interested in the crowd.
You come alone?
You got dressed all by yourself, too.
Should we pass notes out to strangers?
Oh, you're not a stranger.
I'm sorry we met?
Not exactly, but... Everyone knows who the new king is.
She saw you at Babette.
I'm gonna be close.
You're a little drunk.
Don't stop. Oh, hell.
What's the matter? Hey, he's with me. Aren't you?
What the hell? Something to talk about when we're old.
See telegrams.
How long did you know McGarrett?
I was 17. With an itch to fight. Tried to volunteer and he turned me down. Twice.
Did they tell you?
About the truce.
About what was going to happen.
Nothing I could say would stop it. And you made your deal. That's what we came for. Besides, I don't live here anymore.
Owen, I don't like secrets.
From your lawyer, forget Dempsey. Judge set trial date, August 23rd. Let the real battle begin.
Who's the other firm?
Mrs. Schroeder, come home. Emily has polio.
Four, five, Carpenter is on his back trying to get up, the count continues, seven, eight.